In a world where you need audio heroes, several nerds will come together to fight for nerdkind. It's time for nerds to step up and unite. It's time for Crisis on Infinite Podcast.
Welcome back to the nerdy news you need to know throughout the week on iHeartRadio and podcast services around the world, because my name's Hoodie.
I'm Kevin.
And you're officially listening to this haunting episode of what, Kevin?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast. It's funny because that movie came out now, so that it's perfect, poignant to the point.
We are 2 weeks away from the spookiest day of the year.
Spookiest
2 weeks?
Day.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
14, do the four, carry the math, 10 plus 14. Yes, as this podcast recording, because guess what? This is a Sunday podcast, baby.
Yes, you're getting us a day early.
Day early because DC fandom was yesterday, and we figured, you know what? Kevin had to work, and I had to go to a Capitals game, so we're going to reconfigure on a Sunday and release it even earlier than on a Monday to talk about that fandom.
And I didn't watch all of it live because I had to work, but I actually sat home. I got home and watched the whole thing. I didn't just find the trailers. I was like, I'm going to watch this thing.
And we will talk about whether you should watch these things live anymore or just wait till 3 hours later when you can. We'll talk about that when we talk about the DC fandom as a whole, everything you need to know from that. Obviously, we are updating you on our greatest Halloween movie ever. Bracket challenge. We are now in the Scary 16, so you're going to find out who moved on to Scary 16 and who did not survive.
Who did not survive it, indeed.
Who will
who
be
was taken down by the axe killer?
Exactly. Who will be the final girl? That's the winner of this one, so that's a Halloween trope for you.
It's a fun trope, too.
It's a fun trope. But you can always participate in that by going to @infinite_pods on Instagram or Twitter. And our Instagram stories is where you can vote. Now, on Twitter, is just normal tweets. And we usually, the pinned tweet is, oh, here's who's moved on to the next round. Voting will continue since it's Sunday on Monday around like 12 o'clock on both of those, where it'll be, I think, family friendly going first this time. And we're getting down to nitty gritty. And there's some winners and some losers, but we'll talk about that later. But Kevin, where also can they go to stay up to date on everything that happened in the fandom?
99.5.com/crisiscrew.
Yes, that was hot. 99.5. Kevin, sometimes the mic just clips out what it wants to clip out, you know?
Just doesn't like me. It just doesn't like me.
Okay. You know, your voice is just like, well, that's the thing is, so we use the wave mics from Elgato, behind the scenes fact. We're trying to up your down, I guess, your podcast rigs. I just figured it made sense because of video games. We use that, and it's good. There's some software that has some updates, I think, in the near future that could help us with that problem. So if you're trying to get in the game, Elgato is a good thing.
Elgato is, I think, that's how you say cat in Spanish as well, the cat.
That is true, but it's not why it's named Elgato.
Oh, I thought it was, because cats have a good hearing, and I thought microphone, huh. No, well, I was wrong.
I think it just sounded that because it was cool. No one had trademarked, probably.
Elnato? No, that's trademark. Elgato. That's good. Roll with it.
We're going to do El Perro. It's just instead of recording devices, it's listening devices instead.
Oh, there you go.
It's just headphones. That's all it is. It's a lame company.
Patent pending.
Headphones and stereos. But Kevin, we always start the podcast truly with what you're watching and what you're playing. And because it's Monday, we're talking about the things we watched over the weekend. It's Halloween week, Halloween month. So we've been watching a ton of obviously scarier movies, Halloween inspired movies. And because Monday, Kevin gets to go first. What you been watching?
I didn't watch anything special over the weekend, but I did read that the pending strike may have been averted, according to Deadline and Variety. So we'll be watching a lot of things this year, tonight, hopefully.
That's good. So if you didn't listen to Thursday's episode, that's okay. We won't judge you. Kevin, what was happening with the strikes?
Basically, all the, I guess, the people that make these productions go, the set designers, the coffee getters, the people that arrange catering, arrange all those other things, they were threatening to strike because of horrible working conditions. And the deadline was tonight at midnight, Sunday night at midnight. Well, I guess Sunday night, Monday morning at midnight. But according to Deadline Variety, late last night, they came to an agreement. And it looks like all those things that started filming last week, like Secret Invasion, are going to keep filming this week, thankfully.
Hey, there you go.
So I'm definitely happy about that. But like I said, I don't think I actually watched anything. Kept binging Seinfeld, still binging The Simpsons, but nothing new, I'll say.
Did the fam finish Squid Game?
The fam finished Squid Game, and my wife was left depressed. I was like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Now, how did your daughter keep watching, or she gave up on it?
She's four, so our attention span has to length of you know, a snap, mm-hmm. and then she's going to the next thing. So no, she didn't watch the whole thing.
That's okay. Dope. Let's see. Well, are you guys planning to watch? That's a good question. Are you planning to watch anything in theaters the next month?
I'm definitely going to try to get her out to see Shang-Chi before it premieres on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Haven't had a date night in a while because I've been working two jobs. So
it's a good date night. And hey, the music at the end credits, pretty good. So,
and a little tease here that may be coming to an end soon, but more on that in a few weeks.
Yes.
I'm trying to get her out to see Shang-Chi. And then we're going to see Eternals next month as well.
Yes. And you and me might see it earlier, but we'll more to come on Mandate, that one.
Mandate!
Hopefully at the theater we want.
But what have you been watching, buddy?
So I have been watching a lot, surprisingly, since we last talked. Watched Muppet Haunted Mansion finally this morning. It's not that good. If you like Haunted the Mansion, the ride, it's cool because there's some Easter eggs there. If you love Muppets, I guess. But it's also obviously a kid's Halloween special. I mean, it's the Muppets. So don't go in with low expectations. You might enjoy it. I was kind of like, it was all right. I kind of got to a point where I was like, oh, I'm on my phone now. I don't really care what happens to Gonzo now.
Let's see what TikTok's talking about.
And then Moore and I started Only Murders in the Building on Hulu. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. Actually really good. We're really digging it. We have like two episodes in the finale left. So we like steamrolled it since we watched it, I think, started on Wednesday.
That's through your Hulu account that you got by mistake, right?
Yes, that Moore accidentally bought, and now we have it for a month. But you know, we're going to enjoy the heck out of it by watching Only Murders in the Building.
I actually think if you do it yearly, there's a big discount.
There is, but is some weird cancellation thing. So it's too late now for us. But heed my warning. Do the yearly thing. And then if you do the mistake, at least you get it cheaper.
It is too late for me, son.
But you will learn from my mistakes. And then, cool thing, got to watch Halloween Kills thanks to Universal Pictures. It is that next installment in the Halloween franchise. And I thought it was all right. It definitely does have a lot of middle child syndrome going on with it, where it is the second of a three-part trilogy that, you know, the third movie is called Halloween Ends, so that's where it has to end. So obviously Michael Myers didn't die in this movie.
I mean, after the trailer when the whole town's going after him and nobody got a good shot off.
I thought it was really dope with that. Like, it's not to spoil it really, but this movie does have a little bit of commentary on like mob mentality sort of, or just groups at all. And sort of debating it's sort of like, I see what they did here with current events of just like police not doing their job and the town protecting them from a mass murderer known as Michael Myers, you know?
I got you. Okay, so here's the unfair question. Venom or Halloween Kills?
Oh, for like your Halloween movie right now, as of this standpoint?
Yeah.
I would still say Halloween Kills. I think, I don't know, as of right now, we don't have the full box office, but it did great on its early morning previews, or early Thursday previews for a rated R movie in the post-pandemic world. I think it is obviously, we'll talk about in our Halloween brackets, it has Halloween in the title. So it is a Halloween movie, Halloween-ass movie. So if you really want to just see some spookiness, it's fun as it takes place right after, maybe like 20 minutes after the first movie ends. And if you just want to see some Michael Myers doing some badass jank, it's pretty good.
According to Box Office Mojo, its current, estimated intake for the weekend is $50.4 million.
Which is pretty good. I mean, even for like a movie like that where it's not a big budget superhero, but like Michael Myers and Halloween, take it.
Yeah, even if it wasn't a pandemic world, that's a really good opening for October.
Also, yeah. There is a fun fact. It's in our Links Infinity if you are listening to this on the podcast or somewhere there. It has an all-time body count of any Halloween film. In the film, the kill count in this one, I believe, is 25 on-screen or implied kills. And it's apparently the most in any other horror franchise if you compare it to Jason, Saw, Chucky, Hatchet, Nightmare on Elm Street. This is the most amount of body kills in a Halloween horror movie.
I know there was a part in the trailer where like an old woman just got like thrown by him. Did she make it through?
I don't. Was that in this one? I don't think that was in this one. I don't remember. Oh,
okay.
I'm
watching another trailer.
You know, because the movie's about mob mentality, so sometimes that mob mentality leads to a lot of kill counts on the numbers.
Jason was going. I mean, This is not Jason. Michael. What's his name? Dang it. Michael Myers is going ham in this one.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so if you need it, it's on Peacock right now. If you have that, there is sometimes a trial, sometimes not, depending if you've gotten it or not. Or you can see it in theaters. I saw it on my TV, and it was really good because when it was ever like Halloween colors, it was all orange and purples and greens on my backlighting. So it was dope.
Yeah, it was funny. My wife wanted to watch it over the weekend. She thought that you can just go to Peacock and sign up for a free trial. I'm like, nah, Peacock don't work like that.
Not like that. Not like that. Gotta sign up the whole thing. But that's what we've been watching. Now, Kevin, let's get to the news.
It's time for the news.
News. First things first, before we check in the realm of DC with the fandom, we're going to go in the
dome.
Sorry, I just burped and while saying fandom at the same time. So if you heard it, good. You got good ears. If not, I didn't burp at all. What are you talking about? But
if you heard a burp, be the first message and you get a crisis ban.
There you go. If you heard me burp and you got to have video proof on our DMs at @infinite_pods, you get a crisis crew ban and a little special gift. And oh, this is actually, I wanted to send you this. I forgot this. Let me pull up my DMs. Andrea, who we gave the crisis crew bands to last week, she actually got her stuff and she made it into like little collars for her dog, her pets, because they're tiny neck pets. And it was really dope because she wasn't expecting the coffee cup, and she really drinks coffee and she drinks it black. So she's like, we gave her a No Time to Die cup and it's like stealth black. Kevin, there you go.
That's really cool.
And she's like, oh, I can't see my coffee in it because they're the same color.
That's really cool, huh?
So
warms my heart.
We are true. When we say you DM us these things, we will send you stuff. Andrea is actually proof of the mail system working, at least through FedEx.
For now.
But Kevin, before we get into the dome, let's talk about the MCU as a whole, because we sort of got like an updated Hawkeye trailer, I guess, earlier this week.
And it was like 3 or 4 maybe new scenes, probably maybe like an extra 10 seconds of footage we haven't seen yet. But it wasn't like a teaser trailer than the theatrical trailer, anything like that.
Yeah, it was maybe, yeah, like Kevin said, 2 couple scenes. Main thing we obviously knew it was coming out on November 24th, Thanksgiving weekend. But now it's getting 2 episodes premiere, which is great because it gives you a week sort of change time, rollover time before watching Book of Boba Fett when that starts in the last week of December.
I don't know if it was you or me, I don't think which one of us said it, but I think one of us said that they may try to double up on one of these weeks.
Yeah.
So that way you get a layover, the behind the scenes episode, and then you get Book of Boba.
Yeah, well, so that means the Hawkeye will end December 22nd, then I think Book of Boba is December 29th, and you would get the behind the scenes on the same day. Not as many people watch the behind the scenes shows. I mean, you and I watch them, but they're kind of just like, oh, that's fun, having the background. It's like, oh, that's a cool thing they did to make the show or stuff like that.
Yeah, even with the Mandalorian stuff, that's more for the hardcores. The like, us. I need the show in my veins. Give me more anything Mandalorian.
We'll waste our time and tell you in about 2 minutes what happens in the episodes.
Surprisingly, I don't think there was a behind the scenes for What If, at least not yet.
Not yet. Would it be? No, yeah, we didn't get one at all.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get one
something like with the artist, something like that.
Or maybe we'll get one after the second season, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's true. Yeah.
Maybe, which is also why canonically starred, it is not in our MCU rankings as of right now. But by popular, if we see everyone else doing it, then we'll pop it in there.
There'll be a slow news day. Somebody will start talking, where do you rank it? What if
we got nothing else to talk about?
It'll pop off sooner or later.
December, that's when those things happen. So,
yep.
But yeah, so 2 episodes, November 24th, so that's great. You can only start it before Thanksgiving and watch one after Thanksgiving. So in case you want to not avoid your family, there you go. You got at least an hour to avoid your family on Thanksgiving.
Or I could be a jerk because Thanksgiving is at my house this year. I might say, before we watch any football, we're watching Hawkeye.
Yes, our new Thanksgiving tradition starts right now.
Disney Plus.
We say prayer, we watch Hawkeye, then we eat. So make sure you get a little snacky before the Hawkeye episodes.
Here's some string trees, Grandma.
That's all we got.
It's a whole drill.
But the other interesting thing is with this Hawkeye thing, confirmed Linda Cardellini is going to be in the show at least for a scene or two. Because I know last time we talked about it, we're like, oh, she's not going to be in it at all because she's on a different show. So she's kind of more expensive. False. She's in it now. So that's really dope.
Cool, because she hasn't had much screen time in the MCU. But in the time she's had, especially at Age of Ultron, you kind of believe in that relationship they have, her and a Hawkeye. So I'm excited that she gets to come back, even if it's for like 1 or 2 episodes.
Yeah, and so the main thing I think I said this. I was like, oh, they're divorced or they got separated because she learned about his past or he got some PTSD going on. But no, they're still married. He was just taking the kids out on a weekend trip. So this all takes place over like a week slash weekend.
It's funny, too, because I actually asked Alicia one time. I was like, what if you got snapped, right? I just went crazy for 5 years, started killing drug dealers and came back. Would you be mad at me? She was like, no. I think you should have kept doing it.
She'd be like, did you get money from me? Like, no, I didn't. Like, well, then I'll be mad about it.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a question.
But yeah, this.
Oh, sorry. Uh-huh. This is a theory question. If everyone got snapped, would that make the dollar value go up? Because it's like, well, there's more money, but there's less people to use it.
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is an economics question right there for your head.
If anybody listens to us is an economics or a economics major in college, please let us know how that would work, because that actually just put a whole new wrinkle into the MCU.
At infinite underscore pod, you also get a crisis crew, man. Two things. Either you hear me burp or you're an econ professor. Two opposite ends. Easy ass thing, hard thing.
If you're smart with money, you get a crisis band.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's exciting. And I'm excited because I sort of, right now, at least with the MCU, we're waiting for Eternals and then sort of in a holding pattern until then, too.
They have a story about Eternals. I don't know if we talked about it last week, but that's like outpacing early tickets sold currently right now.
That'd be good. We'll see, because I think Shang-Chi, I don't know, because I think Shang-Chi was more of a thing than Eternals. And obviously not watching as much normal TV as possible, but I haven't seen any trailers or anything on like YouTube about Eternals, really.
Other thing too is like with Shang-Chi, you still kind of, even if you didn't know who Shang-Chi was, you knew what you were getting. It was a karate movie. Let me go see that real quick. Eternals, don't really know what Eternals is about, but it looks really good.
Yeah.
Like I'm really excited about it.
Who is in, Salma Hayek is in Eternals, right?
Salma Hayek, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, sorry. See, I was making sure. Salma Hayek, I think was on one of the late night shows last week. And they showed her action figure, and she's like, I don't look like this at all. They got the wrong facial expression for my action figure.
Yeah, those action figures, they do, I don't know, is it Hasbro that does Marvel stuff? I don't know who it does, but some of them look horrible.
They get done dirty.
It's not the person at all.
But Kevin, let's go from the MCU to the DCEU. It's time to go into the fandom, because a lot of stuff got announced slash updated.
Fandom.
So, Kevin, we had three and a half-ish hours of content. A lot different than the two-day thing we had last year in the fandom. I watched the whole thing pretty much live for the most part, except for the back half. I just was watching on the Metro. You watched it after. Are you glad you didn't waste 4 hours every day to watch it, just watch the trailers you wanted to watch?
I still watch most of the actual, punditry. When I started it, though, it was when they were in the middle of the panel with basically Batman, Catwoman, and Matt Reeves.
Oh, the back
I can't remember
half.
The actual name right now because my brain is not working. But like, no, I don't want it yet. So I went all the way to the beginning. And I started with, you know, The Rock opened up with Black Adam. The only part I really skipped through was like kind of like most of the fan art.
There was the interstitials. That's what it was.
Yeah. I skipped through a lot of that. I skipped through a lot of the DC TV stuff because I kind of already knew what was going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't really any new information. I saw the gold boots on Instagram on Friday. So that was new to me.
Grant Gustin getting the gold boots and new season of Flash.
I'm already up to date with what's going on with Batwoman because I know they just started. I skipped most of the Stargirl stuff because I'm way behind on Stargirl. I didn't want to get anything spoiled for me. And then the Superman Lois thing was just a behind the scenes thing. It wasn't anything.
Yeah, well, because that's, I don't think that's coming out till January. So like they're just like, we have nothing ready post production yet.
And even the it was cool, but the Smallville reunion, I watched that because the guy that plays Lex Luthor, Michael Rosenbaum, he has a really good podcast on YouTube. I watched them do that like a year ago, so I didn't need to see that again.
Yeah, he's also the voice of the Flash in Justice League and most of the video games too, at least as of right now.
And Tom Welling was a producer on a few CW shows after Smallville ended, actually.
Mm-hmm. And I thought right there, I was like, oh, they're going to do something. I was like, nope, they didn't. It's just a reunion podcast. That's all right.
Smallville season 13. Where are they now?
I thought
it was interesting, though, when they were showing the montage, they actually showed the lady that got in trouble for that woman trafficking thing. Like, it was a quick shot of her.
Allison Mack.
Yeah.
Samora and I watched the documentary about that cult that she was in. And she actually got... I never watched Smallville. roast me as it will. Lana Lang, right, was the main?
Yes, Kristen Kruk, yes.
Allison Mack got Lana Lang's actress to go to one of those meetings, and she went to like two meetings, and she said no. And I'm like, man, we would have been a whole different ballpark now. She also is in that cult too.
Yeah, that'd have been so crazy. I will say, excuse me, I've watched it. The first five seasons are really good. After that, it gets a little squirrely, but the first five seasons are really good.
If we finish only Murders in the Building early, I know what I'll be watching. But Kevin,
and I have the DVD, so if you want to skip commercials, I can skip them to you, buddy.
I think I'm good. I think I'd rather watch the HD version of Kevin. Yeah, so I watched the whole thing for the most part live. Like Kevin said, there were some things kind of didn't need, but you kind of need to just pad out everything and sort of let all the journalists tweet up and post about things, and they're like, okay, cool. I got 30 minutes till the next thing happens. I thought it was really good. I like that it did. It did trim some fat, because I feel like last year, both Our Significant Others complained that it was like all day. This was also a good chunk of the afternoon, but if something didn't have something, it quickly was, hey, we're here, and then moved on. The intros for DC Fandom, dope as hell. They had Kevin Conroy narrate the opening intro. I was like, dope. I just love this man.
And you're right, too, because last year, I think it was like, when it was over, it was dark outside.
Yeah, by the time it was like 1 o'clock, it started at the same time, but it didn't finish up till like 7.
Yeah, like I remember I actually went to get dinner because I've been sitting in my computer all day. Like, I didn't cook today.
Yeah, more cooked dinner. I was like, I'm going to eat here. I'm just going to eat at the table instead.
Actually, I have a memory of me watching the first Batman trailer in the Wawa parking lot on my phone, because I had like my phone in my hand as I was driving down the street to Wawa. Like, not safe, Crisis Crew listener, but I wanted to see Batman.
Exactly. But speaking of the Batman, literally pretty much a year after, that was, for me, the highlight was easily the Batman trailer 2, I guess you can say. Kevin, yeah. What was your main highlight? And then we'll go into details.
It was the Batman trailer. I am so happy that they're, because there's always this trope of like, is Batman a superhero? Is Batman? It's like, no, Batman is not a superhero. He's a Dark Knight who's a little off. And I'm happy they're diving into that part of Batman where he's a kid who got messed up early, wasn't able to get over his parents' death, and this is what he's doing now. He's beating criminals to a pulp dressed as a bat. He's nuts. And that's like what this movie is driving into. So yeah, it was definitely the Batman for me.
Yeah. So I guess we'll go in order of just sort of the big things that you need to know from the DC fandom. Started all off strong. Obviously, can't go any stronger than The Rock. Because we got it was a weird thing. They said they weren't trailers, but they kind of were trailers for a lot of these things.
Yeah, I would say The Rock's one was the most untrailery, but the footage we got was really good.
Yes, so we got a trailer. We got a sneak peek, I guess is probably the better thing. Black Adam, Kevin, what happened and what did you think?
Basically, it was Pierce Brosnan and a few of the other actors kind of showing. It was kind of like the Suicide Squad thing last year. It was concept art and talking about what the movie was feeling like. And then suddenly The Rock shows up and we see how they're presenting Black Adam is not a hero. He is something that you don't want to deal with. Mm-hmm. And we see Aldous Hodge, who's going to be Hawkman. We see, I can't remember the name of the actor, but the guy that's going to be Adam Smasher.
Noah Centineo.
Noah Centineo, yeah. We see him, and we also see Quintessa Swindell as Cyclone. I forgot that Pierce Brosnan was going to be Dr. Fate, by the way. That knowledge just fell from my brain. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we get so much input of this person's that person. That person's this person. They're like, oh, yeah, I need to see it in action. Then I can cement it in my brain.
Then we get The Rock talking about everything that he was excited to bring Black Adam to the screen. And then we get, like, I guess they're going to the tomb, kind of like the Rock of Salvation, whatever it's called in Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not what it's called. It's called Rock of Something. I can't remember what it's called. But they found out, I guess, where Shazam was located. They hit this thing on the ground. Black Adam shows up and literally electrocutes a guy to a crisp.
Yeah.
And breaks his neck.
Yeah. And so one of the explorers, I guess, says Shazam. But it's like, oh, but it's not the good Shazam thing we want.
Not the good Shazam.
I thought it was cool. A lot of people, and myself included, really wanted to be rated R. I probably won't be, but it should be, just based on that scene alone.
Well, if they do it like The Dark Knight, where it's really violent but no blood, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, after that, also, they opened fire on him with their M16 rifles, and they did nothing. He just caught one bullet, and when he looks up, it's scary. Like, yeah. Black Adam is scary, dude.
So it's going to be directed by Yame Khalid Sarah, who also directed Jungle Cruise. We know now, coming out July 29th, 2022. 2022 is going to be stacked, which you'll find out after we talk about the rest of these movies.
Yeah, because there's a few Marvel movies comes out around that time as well. So that's interesting.
Back to back. One theater and go right into the next theater to watch the other movie.
We're seeing the movie!
Yeah, I thought it was cool. Obviously, like, The Rock has a track history of movies being all right. You know, not the best movies, but could this be the best Rock movie? Most likely.
Could be. And also with, I guess this is like maybe like since his character in Fast and Furious is Hobbs. This is a totally new character to superhero movie fans, because we haven't really seen Black Adam unless you play Injustice or you've seen a lot of the animated movies. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you don't know who Black Adam is.
Yeah. And it's going to be dope, whether like Fortnite, that's what they're saving The Rock character for. It's like, we got the Black Adam crossover, and now it actually has to look like The Rock.
Fortnite's just printing money at this point. They make me mad.
So then the next big thing we got, obviously we got a little bit of an update on Static Shock, the movie with Michael B. Jordan. Really dope. Really was like, it's in the works. Still nothing really big up that. Milestone Heroes was sort of Static, and I think it's like the Icon and a lot of other characters come from. Also getting an animated movie with another live action one in the works. After that, we got Jason Momoa teasing Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom. Really cool. Really was a lot more behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. And that feels like it's going to be a very Thor and Loki to me, with Aquaman and Orm, I think his name was.
Ocean Master, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm cool with that. I mean, we see the phone at work in one way. Why would it work another way? Yeah.
It'll be interesting because who said it was funny is that that's what it was. Someone in the presentation said it was the DCEU's most like well box office received movie.
Made a billion.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't make sense at all.
because it came out during Christmas.
Yeah.
And that came out the same time as it was, I think, I can't remember which one came out in the section, but it was Into the Spider-Verse, Aquaman, and Bumblebee all came out around the same time. So I think the reason that's why I made a billion, because it came out during Christmas. So they got the before Christmas money, then after Christmas money, people still going to the movies because nothing out in July anyway, in January anyway.
Yeah. So then, Kevin, we got a trailer for HBO Max's Peacemaker. Officially got the trailer January 2022. Got a little also like a panel with the cast. Looks dope. There's a CGI eagle that hugs John Cena's Peacemaker.
That was awesome, and I loved every minute of it, because that's good. And not only that, like, if you watch the trailer, like before they saw the trailer, he's doing the slow-mo walk with them. Mm-hmm. The eagle.
Yeah. I guess it's gonna be good. We obviously know it's sort of now a sequel series. Obviously there'll probably be some prequelness in it too. We know that the T-1000 is his dad, the actor who plays the T-1000, at least.
I swear, when I worked at Best Buy a long time ago, he used to come into Best Buy every Tuesday to buy games. If it wasn't him, it's somebody that looks just like him.
Or was it the Terminator? Who knows?
I didn't want to chase him because, you know, the way he ran in that movie, he just run me down.
But it looks fun. Looks like a good time. 8 episodes, first season, January 16th. And it'll just be interesting to see if, because this will be, like we kind of talked about before, the first big, I got to watch HBO Max now to watch this show.
Yeah, because, I mean, HBO Max has had a lot of good shows, but they're all, like, word-of-mouth shows. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, this, like you said, there's a big name to it. John Cena means John Cena. And I wonder if they're making that John Cena joke in this show at any point. And his name is John Cena.
You can't see him.
that'd be hilarious. But, yeah, I'm really excited for the show. This show looks kind of like what, I hate to compare it, but it looks like Legends, but it's going to be very violent.
Mm-hmm.
Just yes. That off-kilter humor, you know.
Oh,
what I mean?
And we got Vigilante, who might be familiar with Arrow, which he was kind of a background character, but this, it looks like he's going to be a lot more fun. I think one of the villains they're going up against is Judo Master, so it's a lot of things you don't really know about DC, but you know what? That's great, because that's what the Suicide Squad was kind of doing, and now we're getting there even more.
Oh, you said that too. You brought up Vigilante and Arrow. I would love an Arrow series, another season of Arrow on HBO Max, just to be as gritty and violent as it could be, because it would be so good.
Could talk about Arrow and the Canaries if that doesn't eventually get picked up somewhere. Probably wasn't. It's too late now. It's dead.
that's dead. Even though I thought I had a shot. We also got a shot of John Cena singing in his underwear game, which was hilarious.
Can't beat. The ladies love it. Ladies love JC.
And the weird thing is that it's not weird to see me in his underwear, because if you follow his early wrestling career, that's kind of what he wrestled in. So it's not that weird to see.
Yeah, he's used to it. He's used to it. But Kevin, something that we were hyped for, probably the thing we were second most hyped to see, is we got a trailer for Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. And my goodness, did it look good.
It looked good, but I want to ask you a question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in this game, because we know how protective DC is about their big three, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and even to extend to the Flash a little bit, do you think there's any shot that you're actually going to be killing them in this game or just subduing them somehow?
I think it's going to be a subdual.
Okay.
It's interesting. Is obviously we know, like, with the first trailer from last year, it was going to be Superman was like the main villain. But in this one, we got introduced to the Flash and Wonder Woman. It looks like Wonder Woman is maybe not phased by Brainiac or not. Oh, and Green Lantern. John Stewart's Green Lantern, which was.
Yeah, John Stewart. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And it looks like the Flash maybe got mind controlled, where Wonder Woman and maybe Green Lantern didn't. So it'll be interesting to see at least maybe some of them. You're not killing all of the Justice League. You maybe kill maybe a background character that you don't. I could see a Martian Manhunter or something maybe.
Or like, I don't know, the Justice League's like, maybe you kill a sidekick. Maybe a sidekick shows up. Maybe Kid Flash eats it. And I hate saying like that, but something like that. But there's no way you're killing Superman in this game.
Yeah. So we obviously knew last year that we were going to get King Shark, who's going to be played by Samoa Joe, which is dope. Former NXT champion.
Yes.
We have Harley Quinn, who's going to be voiced by Tara Strong again. Deadshot, there we go, and Captain Boomerang, voiced by hopefully someone Australian, and that's not just a fake accent.
I was actually wondering if you want to see any new characters in this as well, and we didn't, which is cool, but at the same time, when it goes back to the killing or subduing thing, maybe once you, I don't know, stop one Justice League member, they become an active character, that'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah.
Maybe not to play ass, but maybe just kind of use as a, you know.
As a support system or something.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to support them. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this is interesting. You're actually on the right path, I think, is where this game is going to go. Because Wonder Woman is like fighting Superman in this game. So maybe it is something where you unbrainwash them instead of killing them. And then, like you said, they're a support of Superman will laser them or take them off the thing. Wonder Woman will use a lasso of truth, stuff like that.
So shout out to designers of the game, Rocksteady, because they use like the same shot of them going into Arkham Asylum as they did in Batman Arkham Asylum. That was really cool.
And it's the same Arkham logo. Like, I'm like, this is what I want. This is like, it's sort of a continued universe, but not. Interesting note is no Batman in this trailer, but we got the other like main four you could see. So like, is this technically canon?
We got a shot of the Batmobile, but doesn't mean he was driving it.
It was a makeshift Batmobile. It wasn't a real Batmobile.
And it kind of looked a little, I'll say it, jokery to me. Like, maybe that he might show up at some point. Maybe not like that's the main person, but like you hear a laugh like, oh God, why is he here?
Yeah. We also got an appearance by the Penguin, Gizmo, which is really dope. It is a Teen Titans character. They like aged the heck up. And I'm excited for that. And Deborah Wilson continuing to kill it in video games because she's going to be Amanda Waller.
Yeah. And it looked like they kind of got her likeness in there too.
Yeah, Deborah Wilson voiced Okoye recently in Black Panther. She also was in Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order as the Jedi Master that like lost her way, if you remember.
Yeah, she's like his like basically his new Master. Padawan learner, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, oh sweet, there she is again. Like this is awesome.
Yeah. So it says the trailer didn't give us an exact release date. It said 2022, which is interesting. Because we'll just do the games right now since they're both here. Gotham Knights is also supposed to come out in 2022, it said at the end of the trailer thing.
Yep. And I said 2023, didn't I?
Yeah.
What did I say next year?
Yeah, which Suicide Squad, I think you might be right. I feel like that's going to get delayed to do that.
But Gotham Knights looked pretty
done.
Ready to go, but it looked like it was ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My only question, though, is last year's trailer focused more about other things that wasn't a Court of Owls. So I'm still wondering if the Court of Owls is a different mode, like for the story, or was last year's what we saw was more on a different mode as well.
Yeah. Interesting thing is, like, people did criticize the Suicide Squad game not having any gameplay, but I mean, we're assuming I kind of see this as that's the post E3 game. Gotham Knights is the pre E3 game that's going to come out. We most likely, like, Game
that's
Awards will get a full ass trailer for Gotham Knights. Like, it's coming. We'll talk about it, but there's a reason why I think pre E3. Gotham Knights, you are right. We did get gameplay in that first trailer. It was about Mr. Freeze Yeah. It was really just Mr. Freeze. This one is, we got Penguin. He's in it again. Different looking Penguin. More Court of Owls. I think it's going to be sort of, you think of it, which one? Arkham Origins, where it's like, all right, we're trying to figure out who is the Joker, because we didn't know who the Joker was at the time of Arkham Origins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then everything, it's just how the Arkham games is the overarching plot, which is Court of Owls, but oh, we got to get more information. Well, guess what? You need to go to Mr. Freeze and rescue probably Nora Freeze at some point, because she has information on the Court of Owls.
And I'm also wondering, too, because I'm saying Court of Owls, like, they're going to be the main villain in this game. If you watch Batman versus Robin, one of the Court of Owls against the most lethal agents is a guy called Talon.
Which is an animated movie, a DC animated
movie. Yeah. Yes. One of the most lethal agents is an agent called Talon, but basically can match Batman move for move. I'm willing to bet that Talon's going to be Bruce Wayne in this game.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't remember the first trailer, but did Bruce Wayne, how did he die in the first trailer? Or they haven't told us, really?
I don't think they told us yet. I have to look it up again. I don't think they told us yet how he died. Yeah. He said that he's dead and Commissioner Gordon's dead.
Now, I guess because Gordon's dead. I was like, they could be like, it's technically in the Arkhamverse because, you know, Batman dies at the end of it, sort of. But not really, because Gordon's alive at the end of Arkham Knight, spoiler. That came out like 4 years ago.
He's also running for mayor at the end of the game, too.
Exactly.
Which is weird.
But yeah, it is like, it does look like a different version of Gotham, especially if you compare it with the Suicide Squad, which is like keeping in theme of everything, because it is WB Games Montreal's take on a Batman game and not Rocksteady. It looks dope still. It'll be interesting just to see, like, do I get to pick a favorite? Like, I want to be Red Hood the entire time, or certain missions will give you certain characters.
The only thing I'm also hoping for, because I'm not a big fan of Tim Drake Robin's costumes. I hope they're different costumes you can get.
Oh, you would, for sure. Because I think even the Batgirl costume was like, that looks cool, but like, I want, like, because every character's costume in this game, at least for right now, they all look stylistically different. Obviously, they're different people in the characters, but like, Red Hood looks the coolest. Then you have the Robin one you don't like, Batgirl. I'm like, it's okay. I wish it was a little darker looking.
I'm also wondering, too, because there's a bunch of different comic books that when Batman's missing, usually Dick Grayson becomes Batman for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be pretty cool, too, if the game ends with, like, Bruce Wayne saying, here's my protocol for if I die, Dick Grayson becomes Batman.
I feel like I might have said this before. It is a possibility if you get to a certain checkpoint, you're like, all right, cool. Whoever you play as, that's who's going to be Batman in the cowl, and you have four different endings.
That would be really cool, too, actually. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. That's really cool. Obviously, I don't know if they thought about that, but that's really cool.
And obviously, you can't have a sequel game, because then you're like, well, we had four different endings.
Good point. That's good. Well, let's do like Mass Effect 2 does it. Like that was the ending that was canon, so here's where we start now.
So Gotham Knights was supposed to come out this year. Actually, it was supposed to come out around this time this year. We probably would have gotten it. Coming to PlayStation 4, 5, PC, Xbox One, and Series X. Now in 2022, you can play it in solo or in co-op, which is fun. Because like if I want to be Red Hood and you want to be Robin, you can do that. Or just play them as is. I think it's coming out pre-E3 because one of these games, most likely this one, it's a tie-in easy with the Batman.
That, and like you said, because Batman, we'll talk about it later, but comes out in March, which I totally spaced on. I thought it was still coming out next October.
Yeah.
But like you said, pre-E3 and post-E3, I think both these games will be playable at E3. But at the same time, I can see a release date for this around, I guess, pre-E3. So let's say April, May, and then Suicide Squad around holidays of next year.
Yeah. And I think that one will probably be the easy one that gets punted. That's okay. But it was an exciting time for video game news. But to talk about sort of like some quick TV/series/HBO Max things. We did know Blue Beetle's HBO Max movie. It's cool. See Jaime Reyes is the main kid from Cobra Kai. Got to see like that's confirmed, fully happening. Catwoman Haunted looks really dope. It is the main girl from Victoria, not the main girl, but the goth chick from Victorious is voicing Catwoman. If you remember the goth chick from Victorious.
Oh, yeah. I can see it in my mind now.
Titans and Doom Patrol both getting season fours. We did confirm Leslie Grace is going to play Batgirl in HBO Max's movie. And
that's Young one I skipped too. I skipped the Doom Patrol one because I'm still in season two.
It's okay. And then Young Justice Phantoms not only got a trailer, but Shadow dropped two of the first episodes of season four out now. I need to catch up on that. I haven't watched the third season, so got to start that.
Yeah, third season was pretty good. And now I know what I'm watching this week, too, because I saw it. It's out already? I'm like, oh, my gosh, there it is. Wow, let's go watch it later.
Another cool thing is Caped Crusader. We kind of talked about this briefly. It's the Batman, the animated series, sort of like spiritual successor Bruce Timm, J.J. Abrams, and Matt Reeves are going to be working on the HBO Max series. It's going to be animated. Put Kevin Conroy. Come on. You'll sell the money. Just put Kevin Conroy on it.
And he said, like, it's going to be more Batman the Animated Series, and Batman the Animated Series was like, okay, yeah, they're going to get dark. This is going to be good.
Dark. I like it's going to be great. It's for the adults.
I like where this is going.
I like it a lot. But Kevin, sort of another behind the scenes we got was for Shazam 2, a.k.a. Shazam Fury of the Gods. What happened? Did you like it?
And they kind of showed, I guess them messing around on set. Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren as villains. It looked pretty cool. The costumes still look great.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, it's good to see that the lady that was like the older, orphan brother, orphan sister, is still playing Shazam's oldest sister. So that was pretty cool. It's funny to see, I guess, the dichotomy of how dark Black Adam looks and then how still cheery and like this
they
looks.
But it's
like they're on a collision course, man. I don't know what's going to happen. all in all, I'm still really excited for this. Like, the first one was a great surprise when it came out, and this looks like it's going to kind of continue that wave of positivity.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And we obviously saw Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu are the confirmed villains. We'll see what happens. A lot of going to be mythical beasts in this one. That's really cool because I think Shazam, we don't really know a lot about Shazam's villains besides obviously Black Adam. So it's cool to explore his rogues gallery before we get to the main baddie.
Which is Black Adam. And like I said, I don't want to see, is Black Adam going to kill some kids? Like, I don't want that to happen.
I really liked this. Just talking about the Rock thing. He refers to Black Adam as the Man in Black. I'm like, that sounds dope. I know that's not his moniker. That's like Johnny Cash's moniker, but I'm like, it sounds dope as hell.
And that villain, the villain from Westworld season 1 and 2. I'm behind on that show too. I need to watch that.
I think you can give up on that show. I heard past season 1 is not even that good.
Either one was really good, though. It was really good. Season 2 was
first,
like, what the heck?
That's an example of one show having a great first season and every other season, not that good.
I'm about to say something else about Westworld. Well, I don't want to get too off track.
Yeah. but then, speaking of shows that had a great first season and then maybe have lost its way, The Flash, the movie this time, we did get a sneak peek. It was really weird because Ezra Miller, who, you know, we're all right with. We're not really the super fans of Ezra Miller on this podcast just because he's done some weird stuff. He was his weird self in introducing the sneak peek for The Flash movie.
Two things I thought was weird. I'm talking about this and another thing we talked about. Ezra Miller showing up, and like we said, we know that some stuff went down about a year ago that nobody said anything about. Also, an Aquaman thing. No Amber Heard.
She was in the clip. I saw a clip of her. But it was like, you know, on TikTok sometimes you're like, oh, this happened. Then you actually check the news and like, that was false.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, because I saw like, oh, Amber Heard fired. And I was like, no, she did. She didn't get fired. And I was like, it was fake. So TikTok, always check your sources on that one.
But what do you think of this little teaser trailer? Because I thought it was going to be more along the lines of like what we got like game with like Aquaman and Suicide Squad. But this actually was like a full out trailer.
Yeah, I really dug it. Obviously, the suit, I don't know if I'm that much of a fan of just because I'm like, it looks weird. I think it's just because we're so used to having the CW versions of the Flash suits. But we did, spoiler, there are two Flashes in this trailer, both played by Ezra Miller, looking one with unkempt hair and one with short hair. So obviously he filmed those scenes first before whatever, vice versa.
Also, we got to look at Supergirl.
Yes, and we did get a first look at Shasta Kale as Supergirl. Didn't really get like a speaking line or anything, but confirmed that she's playing Supergirl. We kind of knew that. And this was, if you didn't pay attention, Michael Keaton's narrating the whole sneak peek. So you're like, oh.
Dad began like, oh my gosh, it's Michael Keaton.
Exactly.
And also, even with his suit, I didn't mind his suit because it gave me Injustice vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I kind of like that.
The Flash's suit, right?
The Flash's suit, yeah.
Yeah. And then we did get a look at the back of the Bat-Cowl, and my God, how you want to shut down the internet. Just put those little pointy ears up there, and you're good to go.
And that was smart on their half, because if they had showed Michael Keaton in full Batman glory, it has been the Batman show. Nobody would have cared about anything else that happened.
And no one would have cared about Robert Pattinson's Batman, too. Like, everyone's like, I got Michael Keaton. I don't care about Robert Pattinson anymore. They're smart. Well, also, why the Batman is coming out in March, and this is supposed to come out in the holidays next year.
And also, because we know he's in the movie as well, no shot of a Ben Affleck on set or anything either.
But we did get his version of the Bat-Cowl that was, like, bloodied. So it could be... This could be them, like we kind of said, retconning the DCEU of he's the Flash from the sort of doomsday looking version of where we were at Justice League, the Snyder Cut. And he finally goes back in time and changes everything, finds his mom, and then that Ben Affleck's there for 5 minutes and gone. And now we're with Michael Keaton.
Thing too is about, because like you say, it's been confirmed that there's two Flashes in the movie. I wonder which Flash is the one that we know.
Ours, yeah.
And which one will be the one that ends the movie? Like, would it be, mm-hmm. will he be a different Flash? Would it not be the Barry we're familiar with?
And they could be tweak a new Barry? They could tweak the character too. Like, all right, people didn't really like the ha-has or something like that. And like, all right, do this instead. And it's a different version of Barry. Also, there's still the rumor that, also apparently Temuera Morrison's supposed to be in this movie as well. That's weird.
Oh, I wonder who, well,
he's playing Aquaman's dad. So that's maybe they're going to do some spins on, well, Aquaman's dad didn't meet his mom, you know?
Oh, that could be a good thing. If he goes back in time, maybe that's just off. God dang it, Barry. Stop changing.
Stop effing the timeline. They didn't tease it all. They've kind of talked about it in interviews that Grant Gustin might be popping up too, which kind of causes some changes in the outfits, at least for one of the Flashes. So that'd be cool too.
That'd be very cool. It almost just to kind of pay homage, because if it wasn't for Grant Gustin and CW, the Flash wouldn't be as common as he is now. Because
mm-hmm.
he was still kind of the level that I would say Iron Man was before Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like, nerds knew about him, but nobody knew really how cool he actually could be.
And then, Kevin, it's supposed to come out next year. Obviously, we'll get a full trailer. I'm assuming one of these movies will get a full trailer with the Batman, most likely the Black Adam movie.
Actually, November 4th, 2022. So this time next year, we'll be gearing up for The Flash.
Oh, good times, good times. And then, Kevin, to wrap it all off, there was obviously some stuff in between. We kind of jumped in between things. The trailer for The Batman, March 4th, all right?
March 4th in The Batman, that's right. Yes. You March 4th into the theater to see Batman. But yeah, we got the new trailer for The Batman. And first off, let me say, the new Batman, I guess, theme is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. It's haunting. It feels like there's not a man coming after you, but a force of nature. Like, I am so down for this, I guess, latest take on Batman so far.
I also forgot to mention Shazam 2 comes out in 2023. And before this, sorry, I cut in topics. Wonder Woman 3 did get that it's announced and it's going to be happening. So that was just
cool.
Say those are happening. That was in a Wonder Woman panel that probably no one was paying attention to. And they said it and like, oh, that was a bigger thing than we probably should have said, but it was edited. So they already knew that. Anyway, the Batman trailer, I think it looks dope as hell. We have yet to see Paul Dano's face as the Riddler in any of the two trailers, I guess.
I don't even know what Paul Dano looks like, because
I don't even want to look at him. I just want to wait till the movie. Don't Google it all for me.
Like, I googled him when they first cast him as Riddler. It was announced, but I haven't seen him in anything he's been in, so I'm like, I don't know what this guy looks like. This is gonna be great.
Mm-hmm.
Also got our first look at Selina Kyle as Catwoman, Zoe Kravitz. And I mean, has there been any Catwoman casted so far, any Batman movie that you just weren't instantly attracted to? Like, they do a good job of Catwoman casting.
Some people would say Anne Hathaway.
Anne
Hathaway didn't do too much with the Catwoman thing. If you look at the echelon of Catwoman, I guess Halle Berry. Well, I can't even go wrong with Halle Berry. What are you talking about? The movie, yes. But as an actress, being Catwoman had potential.
It had potential until it was about makeup.
And
that was the villain, makeup. Yeah,
makeup.
Wow.
Watch
Catwoman. You'll be surprised how horrible it actually is. Let's watch it. You're like, whoa, this is really bad.
Real bad. Overall, like, I think Zoe Kravitz's Catwoman is going to be dope as hell. Colin Farrell, still can't recognize him as Penguin, and we got a little bit more of him. And now I'm like, because I remember people telling us, like, we're only going to get glimpses of him, and then he's going to pop up elsewhere. I'm like, damn, like, he's going to steal a damn movie, and he's only in it for 5 minutes or something, probably.
It looks like he's going to be, like, the, I guess, the middle act before the final act villain.
Yeah.
Maybe he meets him, tries to do something, it gets figured out, and then we get that scene with him driving through the fire, which is, oh my gosh, the scene was so good.
It looked dope as hell. A lot of people were criticizing Robert Pattinson's Bruce Wayne has long hair. I mean, I kind of saw an explanation. It was like, this is Bruce Wayne sort of year one, which we've kind of heard about since the first trailer came out, where he's really intent on being Batman. He doesn't have the disguise as Bruce Wayne Playboy just yet. So I think by the sequel, we'll have, you know, short hair Robert Pattinson, so you can fantasize of him out of the mask. We did get a look at Alfred, played by Andy Serkis, too, as well.
And Alfred looks like he'd been through some stuff. Like, he had scars on his face. He looks concerned.
Yeah, he is not the posh butler of Michael Caine anymore.
I also love that thing that Batman said in the beginning. Say, when that sign lights in the sky, it's not just a signal, it's a warning. I was like, yes, this is the Batman I want.
other cool thing, Robert Pattinson does have sort of a bat voice. I saw something on a couple reports that he might not even talk as Batman a lot. It might just be him narrating. So he only says, I am vengeance. And then I don't remember what he said in the scene, but it was like, where is she? It was kind of like that when he was interrogating someone.
That makes sense too, because it goes back to the dichotomy of Bruce Wayne and Batman. This is only year one, year two Batman. He hasn't figured that out yet. Mm-hmm. So remember the scene that Batman Begins where Alfred tells him, like, you got to make sure you go out during the day, because otherwise people want to figure out that it's this the only guy that can afford a tank smashing cop cars is the guy that they don't see ever. So, I mean, that'd be interesting to see. It kind of like how Man of Steel ended with the Clark Kent reveal. It'd be kind of cool if this ends with a Bruce Wayne reveal.
I am Bruce Wayne. I'm just looking at an image of Robert Pattinson as Batman. I'm like, that looks dope. Like, I'm excited for that.
And we even got a lot of shots of how his suit works. His suit is bulletproof, and it works well, bulletproof. Like,
which a lot of people criticize, but it's like, bro, like, he's a billionaire. Of course he would afford armor-proof, like, plating and stuff. Like, we know, like, from the Arkham games, where he can only get stabbed at one point with a knife, that's how he, like, dies. If you look at the Arkham games, he gets shot all the time and lives. So why are people criticizing that?
Even in Batwoman, the only bullet that can penetrate the bat suit is a kryptonite bullet. Like, yeah. It's not uncommon for the bat suit to be, even in the first Batman with Michael Keaton, when he actually knocked him down, it was like, oh, it's body armor. So he actually is human, but they stopped the bullets.
I saw a lot of people.
What happens to people?
It was the negative Nancys that are like, I don't want my Batman to be Superman. I'm like, well, this, if he didn't even have this, Superman just laser bolt him while he's sleeping, just wink at him and dead.
Other thing too, people are sewn all the time with those storylines where Superman loses his powers depending on who's writing the story. Sometimes Superman is not a good fighter because he has no fighting skills.
But yeah, I'm excited for it. I do think, like, it is definitely probably the closest we're getting to a Batman the animated series vibe. You know, we've kind of said Detective Batman too, since it's really been more like actiony Batman since really the Nolan films. It's gonna be a good time in March.
This will be actiony, but it looks like the action is going to come in more of a, how do I say it? I feel like it's going to be more action at the end of the movie than it will be in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, and I think the action is going to be cinematic. Like, I mean, we even saw in this, like, he's in this dark lit hallway, and the only thing that you only see Batman with is the light of the gun lighting him up. But, like, that's dope as hell. That's the Batman you want to see on the screen. Like, hey, there's Batman right there.
And I'm so happy, like I always said, like, ever since they cast Christian Bale as Batman, I've never reacted over a Batman casting, and it looks like they got it right again, because Robert Pattinson looks like he is killing it, man.
Damn straight. But Kevin, that's what happened in the Dome. Obviously, we both really love the Batman. But let us know what you liked at Infinite_Pods. That's not the question. The question's still the burp. Did you hear the burp? And then the economics of the snap. But Kevin, before we go, we got to give an update on the greatest Halloween movie ever bracket. We're in the Scary 16. Oh, there's a lot of big, tough fights, but thanks to you voting, the people.
The people.
There you go.
I've been late on that. I'm so sorry. That's I've been late on that. Like,
you space
like
out until you space out, I know, when I do the intro of it. And then you're like, oh, wait, now I'm back in it. What's happening?
I'm switching windows. I'm going to the bracket. I'm like, oh, he's talking to me. Hey, how you doing? You
we are now down to 16 movies, 8 family-friendly and 8 horror scary movies to determine what is the best Halloween movie of all time. And Kevin, I'll do family friendly. You can do scary this time. We have The Addams Family has moved on and will take on Nightmare Before Christmas, which has dethroned Harry Potter. Sorry, Harry Potter. You weren't the chosen one this time.
Also, this is like this is Monday Night Football of movie matchups. This is big.
Yes. There is. It's going to get more intense as well. We have Twilight beating Don't Look Under the Bed. Sorry, Boogeyman, a.k.a. the scariest DCOM most likely in your life you've seen. So Twilight beat it. It is now taking on, some would say it was probably an easier fight. It's taking on Hocus Pocus, which I have a feeling it's not going to stand a damn chance.
I don't know. Those Hocus Pocus stands may come out and support it over Twilight. We'll see.
Well, no, I was saying Hocus Pocus is easily going to beat Twilight. I don't think Twilight has a chance. Yeah. As a Halloween movie, yes. As a fandom movie, that's different.
I agree. I totally agree.
then this one, it was heated. And there's a lot of heated ones and the horror ones as well. Halloween Town dethroned Ghostbusters and moved on in Scary 16. And it's taken on, some would say, the black sheep of the greatest Halloween movie ever bracket, because it was a one of the last minute entries before Charlie Brown even got mentioned at all, or Boo and Madea Halloween. Halloween Town's taking on Scary Movie, and unfortunately, I think this is where Scary Movie ends.
Actually, I'm hoping Scary Movie wins, because I'm pissed off that Ghostbusters didn't make it. You know, I'm really mad about
you
that.
You ain't thrown in Halloween Town, son. Then you got Zombieland, which beat Under Wraps. It's taking on Beetlejuice, which beat Haunted Mansion, the Eddie Murphy movie. Made sense, and I think that one's a pretty easy one, too. Like, a lot of, like, some of these are easy, but then there's always one in each side of the bracket that's like, oh, that one's the hard one.
Make some time this weekend, watch Zombieland 2. I'm trying to make
it. It's good. It was on FX, I believe. So it probably, because it has the movies, obviously. So it's probably on demand somewhere there.
I love how you fit it every time we say FX. Every time, how fit it has.
It's good branding. It's good branding. But Kevin, what's happening in Scary Movies?
In Scary Movies, Friday the 13th defeated. I'm sorry, Halloween defeated Friday the 13th. I think the movie helped it coming out this week.
Yes, exactly. The hashtags to help.
not surprising, The Ring defeated The Underworld. I like Underworld, but the second one is weird.
Yes.
And the third one's even weirder.
Here's the fun fact. Both the Halloween movies that have Halloween in the title still in the running for the best Halloween movie of all time.
It'd be cool if it was Halloween versus Halloween Town, like I said last week.
I really called funny. It. I said that's what it's going to be, and we're getting there.
in the matchup between Blair Witch Project and Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street was victorious. And again, to make me sad, A Quiet Place defeated Dawn of the Dead. Ugh.
And here's the thing. I think A Quiet Place, it's good. Can't beat a classic, though. Can't beat Freddy.
Maybe Freddy is quiet. I don't know what I was going for there. I almost had it.
Here's the thing, Kevin. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? As quoted by one Nicki Minaj.
in the matchup between Poltergeist and It, I guess the new classic, defeated the old classic, It came out victorious.
That was easy. Dancing clown.
And then again, to my disappointment, The Purge lost to The Conjuring, so we have It versus The Conjuring in the next round.
By one vote, I literally counted this, The Conjuring beat out The Purge. It was by one vote. So your voice does matter at @infinite_pods.
makes me upset. Paranormal Activity was defeated by The Exorcist. So the OG came through there. And between Saw and Get Out advances. So we'll have an OG versus a new G. Our Exorcist versus Get Out. That's going to be interesting, too.
Yeah, so we're getting intense, and obviously the voting, because this is a Sunday episode, is going to come out after 12 o'clock on Monday. Is going to be, I think, the family friendly is going to go first. Then on Tuesday, you will have the Scary Movies, and you'll have like a day and a half to vote for them. Then we'll see who moves on to the, I guess, the Electric Eight. I couldn't think of anything scary that starts with an E. I don't know.
Electricity.
Yeah, that's what I said. Scary. Electric Eight. Then you got your fearsome foursome. Is the final four, and then the final girl, because that's just a horror movie trope of who is your winner.
Scary words that begin with E. That's what I'm Googling right now.
It's Electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. That song's about a dildo. Anyway.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That comes out sometimes when I hear that song now. I don't see any. No.
All right. Electric Eight. There you go. It's Electric Eight then.
I thought I would get some kind of thing from thesaurus.com, but no.
Thesaurus Rex.
Ooh, the Eerie Eight. There we go.
Ooh, there you go. The Eerie Eight. Eerie Eight. Eerie has two E's in it. Fearsome Foursome, I think, is fun. Then the final girl. It could be Halloween Town versus what movie? The Ring. It could be that. And then it is really the final girl, Marnie or the Ring Lady.
It's like A Quiet Place versus a Scary Movie. It was just like a slaughter.
It's just like, what the hell happened here? They put Scary. Here's the thing. There are some classics that we knew were easily going to get into the final four. But who knows? You vote right. Some of these random movies could be in there.
It's not us. It's definitely you guys. It's not us at all.
Exactly. But yeah, so you can vote on those at @infinite_pod starting tomorrow as of this podcast recording, because reminder, we recorded this on Sunday and released it. Ready to go, because the DC fandom. But you can see more about the DC fandom on hot99.5.com/crisiscrew. Tons of good content there for you. We're going to keep the train on rolling, because even after Halloween's done, then we got the DC check-in coming back. We got Eternals, then Hawkeye, then Book of Boba Fett. So much content. The Matrix somewhere in there.
We're also doing the bracket for the best Thanksgiving movies ever, because there's like none. I'm just joking.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's really Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, probably.
So we can do a head-to-head on that. That would be funny.
Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. Have a great week. If you haven't seen the Batman trailer or any of those trailers from DC fandom, go, because some of those trailers, chef's kiss.
That Batman trailer is so good. Just play it on loop and just like go about your day.
Yes. Anyway, my name's Hoodie.
And I'm Kevin.
And you've officially listened to this haunted episode of What, Kevin?
Crisis
on
Infinite
Podcast.